Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is brought to you by Hamul Casino, San Diego's closest casino. Real close, real friendly, real fun.
Well, here we are again, Woods, the San Diego Padres in search of another manager after Jace Tingler was let go yesterday after just a season and a half, two seasons officially, 222 games, did finish. He's got a winning record that he gets to take with him.
That's true.
To his next job, whether that is within the Padres organization or outside of it. But he is out, and the interview process begins over the next couple of weeks as the Padres look for a new manager. Do you think, by the way, we didn't talk about it earlier, it was reported, it was announced by the Padres that they have offered Jace Tingler a position within the organization if he would like to remain an employee of the Padres going forward. A lot of people asked me about that yesterday. They thought that was an important nugget in all of this. I kind of considered it fairly a throwaway item, more of a courtesy to someone saying, hey, we're not getting rid of you because we think you're a bad person or don't know baseball or don't know what you're doing. In fact, we respect you so much that we would be happy to have you continue to work for us in a different capacity, even though the whole manager thing didn't work out so well. We're not just firing you. Would you like to stay? I don't really expect Jace to take them up on that offer, I don't think, but it's been done before. I mean, Luis Rojas was offered a spot within the Mets organization as well, but it's not... He's not going to be the bench coach for the new manager.
No.
He's not going to be the third base coach somewhere right in front of the fans. These tend to be minor league roving instructor, you know, scout of some sort that you never hear from, but, you know, occasionally phones in a report somewhere that someone gets to read up and down the line if he does want to do that.
Yeah, I don't foresee him staying with the organization. I think you're best served after you've got a couple of years under your belt. As a manager, going to another organization. Andy Green did it, and he's a bench coach in Chicago now, and it's a major league position, and, you know, fresh start, clean slate. I don't know that Jace will catch on somewhere else. He might.
Learn new things from new colleagues.
Absolutely.
Add to your breadth of experience.
Yeah.
And, you know, hope. I don't know that Jace will ever get another opportunity to manage in the big leagues. Not everybody does, but certainly if he works at it and things go well and he does get another break, he'll want to put himself in a better position if that ever does happen again.
Yeah, and I don't know that you put yourself in a better position by going down and becoming a roving instructor. They're not going to, all right, Jace, you paid your dues again. You paid your dues. We're going to call you back up. Now you got the big club again. So if I'm him, I'm just going to, I'm like, nah, thanks for the offer. I'm out of here.
It certainly feels like Jace Tingler didn't put together a really fun and happy clubhouse, though, this year. And when you hear the audio from Jeff Passan last night on ESPN, it makes you wonder. This was from Baseball Tonight.
At the end of the season, I was told by one Padres player that guys don't want to be here. That's an indictment.
Wow.
That's a problem.
That is a very loaded statement.
Very loaded.
From a Padres player, guys don't want to be here. Because as someone who's covered a lot of Padres baseball over the years, I've never heard anyone say they don't want to be here. They always say they want to be here. It's San Diego. Everyone loves to be. It's Petco Park. We love playing at Petco Park. We love the weather. We love the fans. They all say they love to be here. I've never heard anyone actually say, I don't want to be here.
There was one catcher that came here. Was Mirabelli?
Yes, Doug Mirabelli. Didn't want to be here. You're right.
One.
He was the guy.
And I'll tell you what, man. When I saw this yesterday, I was pissed. I really was. You know, I put a lot of the blame for this season on the players. I do. And I've got my ideas on who it is. I've got people telling me who they think it is. And if that's true, see ya. Get out. then don't be here. I mean, that's honestly how I feel. You know me, dude. If you don't have both feet in, you're dead to me. You're done. Get out. Peace out.
I know that there's listeners screaming at the radio right now. Tell us, Woods. Tell us who you've heard it is. I'm proud of you for not, because it would be irresponsible to throw that out without confirmation, just from something you heard from someone. It really wouldn't be okay.
I mean, I said it yesterday or Monday. One of the things that I heard from a very, very good source was when the Padres were 15, 16 games over 500, that they felt like it was coming to work and not coming to play. Like, it wasn't a hey man, we're kicking ass and we're 16 games over 500. I'm stoked to go to the ballpark. It was, oh God, I have to go there today. And when you're winning, when you're whatever it is you do in life, if you're an insurance salesman, if you are a manager of a grocery store and your store just has the most money in Southern California, dude, you get up out of bed and you're ready to go. And if you're a radio host and your ratings are good, you're fired up to come in. And what I can't imagine is being the number one show in town and being like, oh God, I got to go see these two a-holes every day. Forget it. And so that, to me, reeks
now,
of
now,
culture.
It's not surprising when you're 25 games under 500 in September, dude.
In September, dude.
Yep. The manager is still grinding in practice, and that's not as fun.
But that pissed me off, too.
I know it did, but at least you kind of understand the concept there.
A little bit, yeah.
That's not a foreign concept, but a team that's winning.
And still it felt like
and
work.
And in it, and it does, and it's not a manager. I mean, Jace Tingler, for all of his faults, don't think it was because he was a taskmaster that was making them work too hard all of the time. That's not what they didn't like. They just simply didn't like the vibe, I think, in the clubhouse and how it just was going. And there's a lot of people responsible for that. But ultimately, I think that's what got Jace Tingler fired. As much as the record and the collapse, it was simply the fact that it wasn't a clubhouse where people really wanted to be. You said, after the games, people, they couldn't get out of there fast enough.
Yep.
And that's not good.
No.
You need to have a better environment that fosters success.
Yeah, absolutely. And, that goes to Jace Tingler. That goes to A.J. Preller. And really, I mean, for me, you know who it goes to? It goes to the clubhouse leaders. Goes to the guys you paid a lot of money to be clubhouse leaders. That's what it falls down to. I mean, you got to create that culture, and that's why you get the big bucks. And you know, it's funny in baseball, you can have the guy that creates the culture, and he can be making the league minimum. But we actually went out and paid a few guys to create the culture in the clubhouse, and it was still bad. So that I think falls entirely on the GM. But you know, That quote yesterday, man, I was hot about it. I really was. And you know, a Padres player telling Jeff Passan, yeah, we don't want to be here, then go.
And maybe that's just one player's perspective.
Sure.
And maybe that's, we don't even know why do you not want to be there? Is it, they didn't give the reasons why he didn't want to be there. But just the fact that a player feels like they can go to someone with that kind of megaphone like Jeff Passan and give them that kind of tidbit.
I mean, I know who it is. I'm 100. I'm 99.9%.
It's a huge
problem.
So A.J. Preller, after yesterday's news conference, appeared on 97.3 The Fan with Gwynn and Chris in the afternoon, and I asked him some great questions. The first one was fantastic. I said, are you worried about unnamed sources that are just dropping all kinds of dirt, it seems, on your team? Here's what A.J. had to say.
Yeah, again, I think the when you get to the unnamed sources and things like that, these stories, it's pretty hard to look at those type of things as credible. I think the biggest thing that we focus on, again, if there's an issue, if there's a problem, then let's find a solution. You always want people that can identify, that areas that we can get better and overall things that we need to improve on and. You know, the biggest thing is when you go directly to the source, to somebody directly. And I think that's what we focused on here over the course of the last few weeks. And honestly, I haven't been too concerned if there's a story out there with, an unnamed source or anything like that, because you just have no idea where it's coming from. And
right.
Our focus is always on, the people inside the building, asking them the questions.
It's easy to, question the credibility when someone doesn't attach their name to something, obviously.
Right.
But at the same time, I don't think Jeff Passan is just making up the fact that a Padres player went to him and texted him, guys don't want to be here. I doubt that Jeff Passan is simply fabricating stories. You know, most people in this profession, shockingly, at least have a little bit of integrity when it comes to stories. They want to be accurate. They don't want to simply make stuff up. So, you know, I don't think that there's a credibility issue on these stories at all. So it is something that he should be a little bit worried about. And that brings us to the question of that overall feeling in the clubhouse. Did Jace lose the clubhouse? Did the players, you know, come to him around the manager to say, we need a different voice in here? Here's what AJ had to say to Gwynn and Chris.
I think I said it today earlier in the day. I definitely did not feel like this was a situation where Jace couldn't go back into the clubhouse next year. I didn't feel like it got to that situation. Just like in anything, you're going to have, you know, when you're working with a large group of people, there's going to be, you know, a person here or there that disagrees or has a viewpoint, and you're not going to always love the people you work with. But honestly, I think, the decision from our standpoint, you take in a lot of information, but I didn't feel like it was a situation where walking back into that clubhouse next year that we couldn't win. It just, you know, was looking at a situation with, can we find somebody that can check some more of the boxes and get us where we need to go to?
You know, AJ said that a couple of times. I don't think it was a situation where Jace couldn't have come back next year. They certainly were considering it. You know, they went 2 days where they were kind of back and forth about the manager. Would you agree, though, Woods, if Jace Tingler was brought back next year, he would be facing a big uphill climb? I mean, he's already in that hole. He'd have to climb out of that just to get back to level and then try to start building, you know, a winning team and a winning culture. It's harder. It's easier to wipe the slate clean and start fresh with someone new. And that may be ultimately the biggest reason Jace is out, because it's just easier to start with someone new at this point rather than try to overcome the history of the last half of a season with Jace.
How surprised were you and you guys listening to hear the comments from Peter Seidler? AJ's job is as safe as a general manager's can be. I 100% believe in him, 100% trust him. That's not because I'm blindly loyal. It's because I put a professional microscope on him as an executive, and I see a ton of great qualities. A lot of things that went wrong this year weren't things you can point at either Jace or AJ, but fundamentally, some things we need to change in the manager's chair. That's why we made that decision. I got to be honest with you guys. I was a bit taken aback when I read that quote yesterday. I know that that Peter talked to Dennis Lynn. I know he talked to Bernie Wilson yesterday, did a phone call with those guys. To have 100% confidence in AJ Preller, I was surprised. And is that just something you say? Do you have to say that if you're the owner?
Well, you do. You can't say I have 72% confidence in my general manager.
No, but
then you need a new general manager.
Well, you know what you can't say is time is up. The time is up. San Diego deserves better. The fans deserve better. Our paying customers deserve better. The city deserves better. I deserve better as the owner.
AJ said yesterday that everybody deserves better. The fans deserve better. AJ said that himself.
But we've heard that. I mean, there was no new messaging yesterday. I was listening to all of it, and I thought to myself, oh great, I get to come in and rehash the same answers that we've heard for 7 years, and especially every 2 years when we make a managerial change. And again, is there a sense of urgency to win a World Series in this town with that city? Is there one?
I feel like there is, actually. I feel like there's a sense of urgency, and they're so urgent that they're stumbling all over themselves and are not actually executing what they need to do to get to that World Series. There's like such a panic now. Our window's open. Uh-oh, we just had a bad couple of weeks. Things are falling apart here, that there's almost like a panic because they don't want it to slip away so badly. They finally see it there. They've been waiting for that chance to reach the brass ring, and it's finally close enough. They can actually kind of see it. They can reach out and almost touch it.
It's far. It's so far.
Oh, I don't think it's that far. Really?
Oh, my God.
So you don't think next year they've got any shot at contending, getting to the playoffs, and going to the World Series?
I mean,
so the window's closed.
not closed, but it's...
If the window's open, the window's open.
Every team's window's open in spring training. Almost. I mean, you can... That's the old bit of spring training.
Padres' window was not open from 2012 through 2019. There was no chance going into any of those seasons.
Was the Giants' window open at the beginning of the season? No. It wasn't.
Probably not.
It was sealed
shut
with Paul.
Right. There's always the miracle. There's always a miracle chance.
So...
You're hoping for a miracle next year.
You're saying the brass ring is in view. I don't think it. I think it's like Aaron Boone. Aaron Boone coming out
yesterday.
You've
got arguably two of the best players in baseball anchoring the left side of your infield.
Okay.
To start there. I mean, any organization.
Mike Trout, Shohei Ohtani.
Yes. And the Angels also, you know, should be able to. I mean, they should be able to put together.
Aaron Judge, Giancarlo Stanton.
They won. Yeah, they've gone to the playoffs four or five straight years.
So is that the brass ring? I mean, that's what I'm asking you here. And seriously, like, I feel like we went one step forward and not two steps back, six steps back. When you hear about clubhouse culture, player development, minor leagues, and you're just like, oh my god, I'm flooding with this whole thing.
I mean, four months ago, they had just beaten the Dodgers seven straight times or seven out of eight times. They had the best record in baseball. The window certainly seemed open then, so they can't get back to that spot.
Well, then they finished below 500.
They did, but they can't reset and get at least back to where they were at the beginning of last season.
So I mean, you're asking for again a reset. So you don't know what's going to happen after reset. We didn't think it was going to be reset, right? We thought that we're just going to keep plowing forward. We're not plowing forward. In fact, when you hear quotes like that, and when you read that managers are walking out in the middle of a season at certain levels, when you read that this guy's been fired and this guy's been let go, and we dismissed this scout, and it's on me, and I got to change we got to get guys to see the same vision. After 7 years, you're telling me you're feeling good about going into 2022?
I'm certainly looking at the talent on the roster, saying that if you hire the right manager, if you make the right moves, if you hire the right manager and if you make a couple of correct moves, you don't need a 7-year rebuild at this point to turn this team into a winner. You should be able to make moves that make the 2022 Padres into contenders.
Well, we had made a bunch of moves in the offseason that was supposed to turn us into contenders, and we didn't win 80 games. 80. So, I mean, again, I just...
I mean, then you're talking about a teardown.
No.
What do you mean, then? What are you talking about? If this isn't working, fire the GM, bring in someone else, start trading players, and we'll talk about 2028.
What I'm saying is...
I'm not ready to do that yet.
You're saying the brass ring is in view?
Well, if it's not, then why are you keeping any of these people?
Fair point.
Then you're talking about a rebuild.
That's
what is it? You can't have both.
Sure you can. How about Farhan Zaidi? Did they rebuild? No, they didn't. They didn't rebuild anything. Chaim Bloom or whatever in Boston, they didn't rebuild.
So then you're saying that they can do it.
What did the Giants do?
You've got to make a couple of right moves. Find a Gossman. Find a couple of pitchers you can carry through the season.
I'm saying anything is possible.
And then you can be there.
I'm saying anything is possible, but to go into next year going, oh, I can see the promised land. I still don't. I'm sorry. There's too much drama. There's too much... there's too many people speaking out of school, I think, right? I mean, to say, it's fine, we're going to get through this, and the brass ring is still in play. The brass ring's in play for every team. I feel like the Padres took a massive couple of steps back this year.
I just feel like if you've got Fernando Tatis Jr. and Manny Machado, anything is possible. I mean, you really... Ooh, I didn't realize this was going to go that direction here.
It's always fun.
833-288-0973. I mean... Do you still feel like 2022 is a season of potential for the Padres?
Of course it's potential. Of course there's potential. But it's
I mean, would it take a miracle then in your mind for the Padres in 2022 to make a World Series run?
Dude, after this season, yeah. It feels like it would have to be more miraculous than not. That's my main point of all of this. It feels like to get to the NLCS next year would take a miracle.
What's really miraculous is my inability to pick football games. And we do have to get to a fade bet. I am 0-4 already this season. Woods is standing by to put money against my NFL pick. We'll get to that coming up as well. It's Ben and Woods. Let's check traffic right now on 97.3 The Fan.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What a fitting song. Thanks, Jimmy.
A little tension here.
There's no tension.
A little tension.
There's no tension.
I feel tense.
I'm not tense.
I'm tense.
You're tense?
Yeah. I just feel like I'm not conveying myself. I'm not predicting the Padres are going to win a World Series next year. I'm just saying I don't even know who they're going to hire as the manager. They got to get a lot of things right. But why can't this year be like 1997? They went the playoffs in 96. 97, they went 76 and 86. And pitchers performed below expectations. Andy Ashby didn't have a good year. Joey Hamilton didn't have a good year. Sterling Hitchcock didn't have a very good year. And then they came back in 1998. They figured it out. They came back, had a great season, went to the World Series. Greg Vaughn hit like 18 homers in 97 in 120 games, 50 the next year.
Yeah.
I mean, they were all good players in 1997,
sure.
And they were good players again in 1998.
Same manager, though, right?
Same manager.
Continuity was there.
Yeah, I'm not saying that's what the Padres needed. It's
right.
Continuity, but I mean, I feel like they have players that are talented enough that, you know, if they take the step forward and perform as they're capable of, this team could definitely be a contender next year.
Again, I'm not saying they're not a contender, but I'm saying that you made the comment of, well, the brass ring is so close they can taste it. It's not.
It's close. It's not that far.
It ain't that close. Meet me halfway here.
I feel like it's as close as it's ever been in my lifetime for the Padres. I mean, maybe 98. But remember, they were coming off a 76-win season in 1998. I wasn't all that. I mean, Kevin Brown was very
exciting. We're coming off
exciting.
A 79-win season this year.
I get it. I get it.
I just, look, Ben, you know, I'm a pretty optimistic guy. I'm a pretty optimistic baseball fan. It takes a lot to get me this panicked, and I got to admit, I'm pretty panicked right now. I really am, and I feel like if this is what's coming out, how much worse is it really? Or is this all, you know, AJ said yesterday, you know, there's people, they talk, and not everybody likes their boss. I get it. That stuff happens. There's been places I've worked with people like, hey, man, I hear it's terrible over there, and you're like, no, it's great. They're great to me. Everything seems to be going well. You do feel a little bit like, wow, why is there this reputation? But on a national stage right now, it's why this managerial search is so important. It's why what they do in the offseason is so massively important. I do feel generally okay when I look at like the minor leagues and I think, okay, Bobby Barrels is down there. C.J. Abrams is going to be a stud. There are guys down there that you have, you know, belief in and hope.
I'll tell you the one guy that gives me the most belief and hope, and it's not Fernando Tatis Jr. It's actually Peter Seidlin, the one owner that the Padres have ever had that seems like he's willing to invest and turn the team into a winner.
Well,
maybe that's why I feel like the brass ring is closer than it's really ever been, because they actually have a commitment, it feels like, to winning. Now, they haven't gotten it right. They haven't figured it out yet, but at least the commitment seems to be there. to win games and try to win a World Series.
Will sums this up pretty good for me, and I feel the same way. At Will Holder 9 says, I feel like I can't show the positivity and logical feelings about the Padres window until we know what in the world happened in that clubhouse. And I'll even take it a step further, Will, in that organization. And that's kind of how I feel. You hate it because that's the whole nature of sports is we're going to have to wait and see. Now, Ben, this is a great point, too. Pointer Dave says they finished a handful of games ahead of the Rockies. They're not close, and the division isn't going to come back to them. Do you think the Rockies morning show right now, well, they're probably talking about the Broncos, but do you think that they're like, hey, we are close?
But the Rockies owner just said, hey, we're not the Dodgers. We're not going to spend money. We're going to draft and develop, and that's how we're going to try to put together a winner. If the Padres were saying that right now, I'd also say, well, that's not much hope around here.
I get it.
But the Padres are saying, hey, we're going to spend what it takes. We're going to, you know, we're trying to win a World Series now. That makes me feel like they're a whole lot closer than the Rockies. Yeah, they weren't in the standings this year. I totally get it. It was a horrible, horrible season, especially the second half. Doesn't mean next year is going to be horrible.
Yeah, this guy's like, dude, your level of pessimism, I understand. I don't like being this pessimistic. I don't. I'm a positive. I believe. I believe in Manny. I believe in Fernando. I believe in Cronenworth. I believe in Joe Musgrove. Kind of stops there, though, if I'm being 100%. You got four guys in my and Blake. You got five guys you can really build around. The rest, I'm like, we'll see. It's a lot of ifs.
Every single phone line is full. You know what? I can do Fade Ben tomorrow. My pick isn't tonight's game.
Okay, good. Fine.
By the way, we do have our Westwood One Ben and Woods broadcast of Thursday Night Football tonight. It is the Rams and the Seahawks. It is brought to you by your San Diego County Toyota dealers. We make it easy, but I'll do our Fade Ben pick tomorrow. You can put your bets in on Friday. It's for one of the Sunday games. I'll tell you that. And we'll get to these phone calls, 833-288-0973. Are the Padres within reach of the brass ring or not? Next with Ben and Woods on 97.3 The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
For the record, Ben just gave me a black eye. He punched me so hard in the face. Oh, man, that hurt. Never.
No one would ever believe that in a million years. It's fine. It's not even credible.
You would throw a Hawaiian punch in my face, though, yeah, if you're really mad.
I might. A Hawaiian punch. That's totally different. Get...
than a regular punch?
Yeah.
Please don't misconstrue me as painting you as some... you know, brown and yellow colored glasses. I understand that you know, you still believe and all that. And
I am a bright sider. I like to look on the bright side.
I'll just say my belief has waned.
So has mine. Of course it has. So has mine. Of course it has.
They have our station wrong.
Oh, he's so excited that they're playing audio, but it says 92.7.
93.7 The Fan. Come on! MLB Network is airing the voice of AJ Preller from yesterday, and they have 93.7 The Fan. We're like Rodney Dangerfield of radio stations. Like, no respect.
Close. Hey, you're very close. It's 97.3.
In my house, we pray everybody. After we eat. Oh. So that's exciting. But no, my enthusiasm. I'm very enthusiastic.
I'm sure I'm going to hear an earful from these callers in a second because
Maybe people, they're on your side.
I mean, it's been frustrating. I want to express that frustration and you know, say that this organization is a disaster. Maybe it is. Maybe I'm wrong. I just feel like they finally have an owner. I mean, I've been asking for this basically my whole life. Can we have an owner who's committed to winning? And I feel like they do, and that makes me somewhat still optimistic moving forward. Quickly, get ready for the Ben and Penske Lincoln Ben and Woods Open Friday, November 5th at Encinitas Ranch. Visit PenskeLincoln.com today, sponsored in part by 7 Mile Casino. Open 24/7 off the 5 on Bay Boulevard, minutes from downtown, and by Maestro Dobel Tequila, the smoothest tequila in the world and the official tequila of the PGA Tour. Your phone calls right after this check of traffic on 97.3 The Fan. Or 93.7
The Fan. 93.7
The Fan. All right, let's hear it. 833-288-0973. Phone calls. Let's start with Bob. Welcome to Ben and Woods. Good morning, Bob.
Hi, Bob.
Hey, good morning, guys. So I kind of feel it's halfway between the two of you. I believe that, yeah, the brass ring should be in reach. But, like, Woods, I don't think it is. And I think it comes down to how this team is managed. And I don't mean managed by the manager. I mean managed by AJ Preller. The difference between 97 and now was Bochy was in charge of the club. That's not the case, and it's probably not going to be the case, which is why I think so many of us have this angst about, wow, this is not going to be fun. As far as this season, I think it ended on the trade deadline, which is why the clubhouse was lost. You got Hosmer, you got Pham not happy. You have Frazier not happy. He brought in to play second, probably moving Jake to first and getting rid of Hosmer, and it fell apart. Anyway,
that's a good point. How I see it. So he's the meat in our sandwich. He's right in between you and me, Ben. And I like the points that he made. There's a lot to point to. You know, the trade deadline snafu was a big one.
I mean, part of being able to grab the brass ring is going to be hiring the right manager.
Sure.
And, you know, having a good clubhouse culture next year. If they hire the wrong manager, you're farther away from the brass ring. I get that. I'm not completely unrealistic. I'm saying if you get it right, though, you should still be right there. That's the point I'm trying to make.
I really believe this. I feel that, you know, and you could do a deep dive on the roster and look at the pitching that's coming back next year, Ben, and say, well, I mean, how much can we expect from Clevinger, Lamet? You know, Blake Snell should be okay. Joe Musgrove should be okay. Beyond that, I mean, is Yu Darvish healthy? Is he going to be here? There's a lot. That's why I say miracle is a funny word, right? I don't think it would take a miracle, you know, an act of God to get them to the NLCS next year. I do think it's a stretch, though. Right now, today, as with, you know, no manager hired, with a suspect pitching staff, with no power in the outfield, with guys leaving, guys wanting to be traded, guys not wanting to be here, it does feel a bit, it feels a bit of a stretch to be like, oh, yeah, no, we're going to make a deep
We don't
deep,
even know what
run.
The playoff format is going to be next year at this point. So there is a lot of what-ifs still in this equation. Let's go to Miguel. Miguel, you're next up on 97.3 The Fan with Ben and Woods. Hello.
Good morning. It saddens me to hear a top 20 show in America in the mood that it's in this morning. Saddens me, guys. Hey, you know what? That Preller interview yesterday was just pathetic. I mean, it's like a broken record. Mm. If you play his interview from yesterday to what it was 2 years ago, maybe up to 7 years ago when he first arrived, it sounds the same exact BS that he gives every single time. Nobody asked him tough questions. Yesterday, whoever was interviewing him, that thing must have been written out. My concern that the Padres are not close to any world championship ring for a couple reasons. Number one, no minor leaguers, no homegrown. Everybody gives the Dodgers a hard time, but when you look at the Dodgers roster, you can see a splattering of homegrown minor league players and pitchers. And a lot of their players like Muncy and Turner that have been rejects
sure.
from other teams. Now, that's number one. Number two, Preller hiring two rookie managers in his last two hires. Let's see who he brings in. If Peter Seidler, first of all, why isn't anybody interviewing Peter Seidler? Why not bring him on and let him answer the tough questions? Because Preller obviously doesn't have it in him or the courage to actually answer tough questions about his performance.
Well, Miguel, I there's one part I disagree with, and just so you know, the ask has been put in, and we have made the ask
for Peter Seidler. Yeah, absolutely, yes.
I can't go to his house, drag him out of bed.
Strongly, yes. Yeah, we are told he will join us.
At some point.
We're not sure what day, but he will join us, and I will ask him some tough questions.
I do disagree, though. I thought the questions asked of A.J. Preller yesterday were tough.
Well, wasn't this question really tough?
How much of this is on you for having hired a second straight inexperienced manager?
That's a tough question. And one thing I will say, I mean, A.J. Preller is really good at talking and not giving a lot of meat. But, by the way, do you recall any very few GM type interviews where they're like more open and honest? I don't. I mean, it's just the nature of this business these days. I know that he puts it on himself. I know that. I do think that he's like, this is my mistake. The problem is you know, and whether it's a problem or not remains to be seen. Peter, again, 100% confidence in A.J. Preller, which is why I called it 3 weeks ago. It's a fool's errand to try to get A.J. out of here. He's not going anywhere, right? They believe in him, and they want him to see this vision through. Whether you agree with that or disagree with that is a different topic entirely. But when you listen to A.J. Preller talk yesterday, I think that's also part of the reason I didn't hear him go, you know what? I mean, people are right. I do need to be able to relinquish a little bit of control. I do need to get better at that. I did hear him say, yeah, you know, I got to look at myself, and that's fine. We'll see how it actually works. And I think the hiring of the manager is so clutch because you'll know right away. If it's a guy that's 34 years old, like Peter Seidler said yesterday, hey, we'd rather hire the right 34-year-old guy than the wrong 64-year-old guy. It's a quote from Peter Seidler. That's terrifying to me. If he hires a 34-year-old roving instructor from the Texas Rangers, that's a problem.
It's terrifying because you feel like the guys in the clubhouse will just simply, oh, here we go again.
Yeah.
And you have to avoid that. You can find the most dynamic 38-year-old untested person in baseball. I mean, they could be an absolute winner in every facet of the game. Knowledge, motivation, strategy. They could have the smartest mind in the history of baseball. If the guys in the clubhouse are going to say, here we go again, it's the wrong hire. And I hope AJ recognizes that.
Correct.
That he can't necessarily hire the guy he thinks is best for the job. He needs to hire the guy that his players that he has acquired are going to play for. Simply put, you might have to hire someone you don't like as much or think as highly of because they're going to actually play for him. You may have to pass over the guy you really, really love.
You may have to hire the guy that's a constant pain in your ass, like Adam did with me. You have to do it sometimes. You have to. And you have to say,
oh, this dude drives me crazy, but I like where his head is at. I like his dedication. I know he wants to win. It ain't always
easy.
He
brings the best out of the other guys on my team.
Right.
That need to perform well.
That's it. And yeah. that's what it's about.
You actually do that.
It's about seeing
you bring
control.
The best out of me.
Well, thank you, Ben. You bring the best out of me.
No, I don't.
I
bring the worst out of you.
No, I like seeing you every day. That helps. That was a big one for me.
Let's get a couple more calls in here. Kevin, you are next up with Ben and Woods. Hello, Kevin.
Oh, Ben. I don't know where to start with
Ben,
you.
Ben.
Ben, the 97 Padres had three things that this current edition doesn't. They had Larry Lucchino, Kevin Towers, and Bruce Bochy. Enough said there. Oh, beyond that, they had a pretty good core of starting pitchers that rebounded that this group doesn't have. Now, Ben, by every single major measuring stick over the last 7 years, pick your measuring stick, failed managers, no farm system, no international draftees. I could, blown salaries that totals into the hundreds of millions. I think we're into about a billion now or so that AJ has blown through. Nothing to show for it. You're 30 games worse than the top of your division. Ben, it's not about rebuild. It's called right build. Okay, write that down. R-I-G-H-T, right build. Okay,
right,
Steve, write that down and put it in front of Ben's nose every single morning until he understands.
Kevin, I got to call you out, though. I mean, you say that they don't have pitching. Blake Snell and Yu Darvish have way more credentials than Joey Hamilton and Sterling Hitchcock did in 1997. I mean, they've got Cy Young and Cy Young votes and are established pitchers who absolutely could bounce back and have good seasons next year if they're healthy, if they're put in the right situations with the right manager. You say, hey, they had Bruce Bochy. Well, I told you earlier, I would love to see the Padres convince Bruce Bochy
to be the
manager. He's my number one pick of the team. That would be another, reason I think they'd be closer to the brass ring.
Ben, availability is your best ability. Okay? You got two guys there. You got Snell who needs a psych therapist, and you got Darvish who's basically a 36-year-old man that's going on 40 at this point. That's why the Cubs got rid of him. And do you see the Tampa Bay Rays hurting because they got rid of Blake Snell? They knew what they had. They had a 5-inning head case pitcher that's never been able to go beyond that in his life, and he fell apart here. So if you want to argue, let's go. I'll come on your program anytime, any day. I'll take you on.
He might have been the best pitcher in baseball in the month of August.
You guys are out of your minds.
He might have been the best pitcher in
baseball
in the month of August. Blake Snell might have been the best pitcher in baseball.
One damn month.
Yes, he's got to do it. He's got to do it more.
Ask the Yankees about Garrett Cole today. Yankee fan, you just spent $300 million-plus. It's not about spending the money. It's about the right money, Ben. And they haven't done that. And that's what you've got to get over and understand. You've got a 7-year track record of failure. How much more do you want to do?
So you're basically saying AJ's got to go. That's kind of your bottom line there.
Steve, you've got Theo out there, right?
Yeah.
You've got Bruce out there. Tell me you wouldn't rather have that administration in here right now.
Yeah, I mean, it's something that's being talked about. I'm sure. Well, it's not. I mean, again, AJ got a 100% vote of confidence yesterday from the owner, so he's going to be here. But holy cow, Ben, he was dropping the hammer a little bit.
No, I mean, I'd even be tempted if you told me you could bring in a Theo Bruce Bochy package
combo
right now. As someone, I still like AJ Preller. AJ Preller convinced Fernando Tatis Jr. to sign a 14-year contract just a few months ago. You got Manny Machado here in San Diego.
Sure.
I mean, yes, the money did it as well, so Peter Seidler gets a lot of credit, but they didn't have to sign. They didn't have to believe in what AJ was selling. They could have gone elsewhere. They could have said, no, not interested in sticking around here. AJ did two really huge things for this organization in getting those cornerstone pieces signed, with the Padres. That's not nothing. That's not, not GMing. Yeah, I think some of these trades are looking really bad right now. That we all thought they looked pretty good at the time. In hindsight, they're not looking so good, and that goes against AJ's record. And I don't think he's got forever. I don't think he's got 5 more years to turn this around. I think it's got to be, happening pretty soon. If next year is another disappointing season, Peter Seidler's going to have to make a really tough decision because
Will it be tough?
You can't be 100% behind that GM anymore if this season doesn't go well next year.
I love the idea for a new segment called Ben. Holy cow.
Can I suggest a segment called Bernie? If you're gonna basically lead off the biggest news conference of the year, Bernie Wilson, and you're gonna get the first question, which I was surprised that Bernie got early. He gets after Bob Scanlon, but the first Bob always gets the first one.
They want to get it out of the way.
I was wondering, maybe they just feel like, okay, let's just get the tough ones first, because Bernie always, always tries to needle, always tries to dig, and this is what Bernie came up with.
Go to Bernie Wilson. You're on mute, Bernie.
Sorry about that.
The Alan Parsons Project.
AJ, how much? Let's hang on. There's
killed me.
Bernie.
Absolutely. How much of this is on you for having hired a second straight inexperienced manager?
God, right? Just bam, right the throat.
Sorry.
It made all the reverb.
I was so tense and nervous, and then that happened, and I was nervous. I was laughing. I was crying. I go, we got to play that.
It does tomorrow. Take a little of the sting out of your tough question.
It does. You can ask me the hardest question. You're like, woods. I go, what is your problem?
Problems.
No, man. It's obviously, this is going to be.
We took the entire show. Adam finally came up with the right jam. Oh, to send us out here with Bernie Wilson.
Okay, let's hear it. Look at you over there.
Go to Bernie Wilson. You're on mute, Bernie.
Sorry about that. Oh, my God. Let's hang on. There's internet problems.
Tears to my eyes right now. So good.
Hey.
You're on mute, Bernie.
We've got a whole other show tomorrow.
You're on mute, Bernie.
We'll take more phone calls. This discussion isn't over. Adam, great job. You win the day for that. For Stephen Woods, I'm Ben Higgins. Have a great rest of your Thursday from all of us here at 97.3 The Fan.
Internet problems. Internet problems.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.